Blog Talk Radio.
Spoken words of the poet Essence. Dear Street, I realize now you never did anything for me. As I prayed for family, you preyed on my innocence and corrupted my sleep. I confused the adrenaline felt in my heartbeat for companionship. I misconstrued the unity for those racing trips to escape from my poverty-stricken genes, but guess what? You achieved misleading me. But I don't thank you, Street. Say, I can only sit in the seat reminiscing on the history. I can only breathe in short intervals and adjust to knowing brothers before me never got the chance to have this window view that I'm forced to see. The streaks pump blood as if blood was a common scenery like 666 before the purple and blue rain. The streets got hotels with souls and memorials like trains. And they say, to whom do I leave his remains? To whom do I leave his remains? We have more crackheads in our family than graduates. The average teen attended more funerals than graduations. And to think you'll just keep sipping your red tea being silent. You, Street, you's a coward. You open doors on corner stoops, knowing only the affluent get by. You smash dreams at young boys with dads of teardrops and honors of shell casings. You promote territorial paper chasing rather than to create something your entire community can benefit from. You replace mothers as prostitutes and parade aunties and uncles as tricks. You call them thots and thugs and expect them to develop self-esteem. What bullshit, Street? I call it quits. This poem is about you. I hope to start an epidemic where everyone is rebuking you. You embrace the cage, bird, slave, freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent. You embrace the cage, bird, slave, freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent. And then scream how the system made you a statistic. You faded them into believing opening schools and fixing up classrooms is a wasted investment. Because we don't help parents in need. We close our eyes. We close our eyes. We close our eyes and only see what happens after death touches our skin. When those teardrops become more powerful as the casket goes by, goes in, we cry. We cry with our hands to the sky. You are a hypocrite, Street. I'd rather rent storage boxes and pass them out rather than to sing, "This one's for my homie." You say I cannot become a man, sipping in dark clouds without useful legs to break dance, dab, and smile. I say my daughter won't learn to read if her father can't teach her how. So I drop my flag on these beats, and I clean the very sidewalk that led me to believe I needed strong legs and feet to conquer this universe. Now I wonder if you will see my eyes of pain before you catch me rolling again. Street, you're dead. You're nobody's friend. Spoken words of the poet Essence. Get him, fucker. That's putting it.
Meanwhile, the ceiling of Diamond Palace 2 seems too dull. Daring its drapes to dance like the belly of Indian women, the beeps outside melodious the morning babblers, cup wings, crows, and thin foot. Those with all the bust to shake crust from eyelids drawn shut as mine open like Khmer vaginal flowers eons ago. Brown steep stairs and sand dust stone lead up the room. 303. Expats with young girls inside of thin frames walk off beat. It's too early to worry about the rhythm. Pissy three-wheel drivers pitched out-of-towners. Tuk tuk. Persistently supply and demand's game is added again. Meat cleavers cutting like dark almond drum patterns, slamming against aged wood. School kids scurry through tight ropes on motorbikes with white tops and blue bottoms, some stern and most cute. Others with nail clippers to sell, and scarves and keychains and postcards. $2 haircuts, 50 cent canned beers, $6 massages, and only $1 to release pigeons. Everywhere, even in the southeast, it seems freedom is on the mind.
And we are live. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Ink Spots Open Mic Night with yours truly, Miss Indigo Soul. How is everyone doing? I am excited once again to be back this Saturday for a wonderful, wonderful show. We got 90 minutes of pure poetry, and I'm ready to get into it. We already have quite a few callers waiting to get on and recite. We're going to get to you guys. I see you guys. Thank you for calling in nice and early. I do appreciate it. But before we do, let me give you a little bit of a lineup about what the show tonight's show is going to be about. Okay, as always, it is open mic night here at the Ink Spot, but we also have other things going on. We have the recitals, the live recitals. We also have spoken word audios from some of the great, wonderful poets that have been sending in all of their beautiful work throughout the week. Thank you so much to everyone who has been sending them in. I got a whole bunch of spoken word audios, and we're going to get to some of those. We listened to two of them, actually, before I came on. And the one that you heard just before I came on was from BGB, and it was called Diamond Palace. Shout out to him. He is awesome. And I hope he'll be calling in tonight. Before that one, you heard from the poet Essence, and that piece was called Dear Streets. Okay, so those were two beautiful pieces that we heard thus far. We have plenty of more that I'm going to play tonight. And I also have written pieces that were sent to my inbox by request for me to recite for those who cannot call in tonight. So they sent in some pieces for me to recite. I will be reciting those. Also, I did explain earlier, for those who saw my live video in the Ink Spot Indigo Soul group, I put up a live video about the show. I told you guys tonight we're going to do some tributes to the great Maya Angelou. As you know, it is May 28th, two-year anniversary of her death. So we're going to have people call in and recite. You can recite a poem that you wrote in her honor. You can recite one of her poems. You could just come and share a memory, anything that you want to do to dedicate to Miss Maya Angelou. I'm going to share a poem of hers. I'm going to recite some of my own poetry. We're going to have a good show tonight. I'm telling you, it's going to be great. So let's get it started, shall we? Y'all ready to get it started? I hope you are. I'm going to go to the first caller. Actually, before I do, because I get so ahead of myself, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in tonight for open mic, because I always forget to give you guys that, is 646-787-8428. Call in. We are on till 11:30 tonight. Recite. Y'all can share a story. Y'all can give a shout out. You want to promote your work, share your links, you can do that. We're doing it all. It's open mic night tonight, okay? Also, the email address to send in, because you still have time to send in a written piece or spoken word audio to be played tonight, you can do that. The email address is the Inkspot Radio Show at gmail.com. So, guys, please call in, send me emails. Let's go. We're going to get the show going. I have my dear, dearest friend, such a wonderful, talented man. Couldn't make the show last week, but is here this week, and I'm so excited. He was always one of the original supporters of the show, and he was featured in our written collection book that we did a couple of years ago. His name is Trevor Criswell, and we're going to bring him on because he's going to recite, and I'm so excited. So let's bring on my friend here, Mr. Trevor Criswell. Hello, you are on, sir.
How you doing, Indy?
How are you? It's been so long, and I'm so glad that you are here tonight.
It's great to hear your voice again. It has been a long time.
You too. It has been a long time, but as you know, I have been peeping your work, and we've been peeping each other's work in the poetry groups. Absolutely. So, yes, all throughout the week, I've seen some great poems that you've been posting, and I hope that you have at least two of them, at least two. Because I need two from you tonight, at least two.
Yeah, I definitely want two. First one is actually one that I'm planning on performing on stage at the Poetry Slam for the community festival that we have in Columbus, Ohio, at the end of June.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on that. And I do hope that you come out a winner. But actually, before you do recite, I get so excited because I know you are. I just forget to tell you that everybody else doesn't know you. So I want you to reintroduce yourself and tell everyone a little bit about you and your work, sir.
Sure. My name is Trevor Criswell. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. Been writing ever since I was a kid, and it's just something I absolutely love to do, and, you know, it's how I express basically everything in my life. But yeah, I'm a FedEx driver. I've been doing that for about a year. I was doing the chef thing for about 20 years, and the life just got to be a bit too much. And I'm sitting here with my awesome kid, Akasha. He's 11. He's waving from the background. He's never heard me recite before. So this is actually kind of exciting for me because I've never actually gotten to read to him.
Okay. Well, first I want to say hello to Akasha. Okay. And if he wants to come on and say hello, he can. All right.
Hi.
And how are you, sir? All right. Are you excited to hear your father recite? He's really great. I've heard him before.
Yes. I am excited. I'm laying with my dog because he's laying on my lap.
Okay. So you and your dog, please get ready because your dad is about to show you how wonderful he is with this poetry. All right? So I hope you're ready.
All righty. Okay. The first one is called It's Just Business. The drinks are dispensed as your salted glass rims peer over every draft pint until the end, giving me wisdom like eyes above the fence. Closer now. Give that glass head proudly. The awkward silence amongst a crowd of drunkards cackle. We are here to make noise. We are here to engage in battle. The hand beside me it contorts to uncomfortable sorts, and the orange glow of bar top wood only heightens its course. The bottle is never full enough, and the wasted is never empty. And we sit side by side with a full pitcher of insight. The conversation, I am sure, will be plenty. There are hips in trance, but not mine in the dance. For both of my left feet are wobbly, and I'd rather not take the chance. The liquor's fancy, tinctures of typical turned down simple syrup shakers now brazen with labels to create an identity. It's just business. My business. Your business. Royal Rob Roy's business. Captain Morgan and Coca-Cola's business. Mr. Long Island Iced Tea's business. J-Mo and Ginger. Grey Got Goose on Cranberry kind of business. Mrs. It's my birthday. Shot, 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 shots. Unless X marks the spot, then your hands don't get any shots. Mr. Last call, buying up around for all of y'all kind of business. Steering towards intoxication with a vacationing parking ticket on his windshield claiming, I can drive. Mr., you can't drive. So we're hailing a cab down the middle of High Street's late night drag at 3 a.m. alive and tipping the taxi driver nothing. Yeah, that kind of business. people spilling into mirror image street meets and sweet heats in all shapes and sizes and varieties, pool carts and pop-up stands, all on a mission for the drunks from high society. This is the business crowd, without their cloudy day. This is society's sobriety on stilts, and liquor is the only thing willing to sway them, so they'll say have a nice day and hit you with a 20 spot. Yeah, that's business class. An overpour maybe, but I'd never say. Wouldn't tell a soul if you mingled some more drink with my glass and tried to outlast the oncoming storm of slurred speech and attitudes and people puking on the floor. Make it home safe? You need to make sure to find the door and at least stumble with some dignity. Have some pride in feeling cheated of your life by being broke and woken up still wasted all the time, soaked in sickness, hooked on lines of dehydrated sediment and officially sinking. Good golly, Miss Molly, I'm sweating and thinking that, my friends, that is fucking business. End poem.
Yes, it's only business, but that was a beautiful, beautiful piece. That was only poetry. Let me tell you something. I've listened to you recite like for many times, but this one right here, and I don't know if it's because your son is there, had a lot of energy, and I love the energy in that. Beautiful. Thank you for that one. That was really great. I enjoyed that. A lot of energy. And
I'm kind of trying to build up the energy on it so I can kind of get up enough gusto to get on stage and do it in front of a couple hundred people.
Absolutely. Okay, so you can actually pretend right here that this is the audience and you're on stage. Because usually, Trevor, your poems, when you read them, you're very soft-spoken with it all the time. But this time, you have that energy, and I enjoyed that. I love that. That woke me up, man. That was great. if you are ready to actually recite your second piece, you can go ahead. If not, we'll go ahead. You ready? Okay, so Trevor is going to recite his second piece right now. Only business.
This one is like called, this is called It's Way Too Late to Be This Early.
All right, here we go.
I've been up all night, yet the words do not escape my sight. Even at 5 a.m., pitch black as the skies, from the eye view of a wrought iron pedestal. At the old Travana Coffee House, now the Short North on high. Under the limelight of blanket stares from passerby glares, swearing that this one cigarette or one silver spared could change their life. Get them on the bus to the shelter to sleep tight and forget about an exhausting day that unexpectedly turned the wrong way and left its final exhale in an exhausted life. The neon is shining and it trails along the street side. Corner stores and made-up fortunes in the foraging of Mikey's late-night slice. I should still be in bed. Instead, I'm dazed and restless, refilling my mug at 50 cents a tug and just waiting for the start of this day's ending. As I travel to work amongst the Titans, concrete battleships made of rising dark, before the sun creeps the horizon and enlightens the downtown spark. It's still midnight here to me. Thinking I can just go to sleep and this will all have been a dream I have far too frequently. For these seedlings impregnate my mind, enhanced by the strobing of half-casted streetlights on pebblestone sidewalks during the late hour of early bright. I feel driven towards these chords that High Street strums at morning, when it's still time to sleep, but on lungs of legs I step the feet, always breathing. Always breathing history and song of waywards and vagabonds, still staggering the night with open arms, the stank of restaurants not so pearly white, waiting for trash day to come, not a day too early, but never on time. So they fill at the curbs, a constant uprising of rank at the surface. The recycle bins are empty, and yet the landfill is flourishing, with chain links of the chamber's kink and front row stores reminiscent of the Garden District. It may just be a sickness to walk these streets with no business but to scribe the script of its flattery. But I find it fascinating to gaze at its majesty, even before the chill has left, even before traffic has huddled its teams together and allowed sunrise yet again. I'll be on my way soon, to the attune of wrinkled sheets and an open window that will peruse the alarms of sirens on Summit Street. Maybe I've fallen too deep. Maybe I've not delved to full depth. Or maybe I'm just falling asleep outside a coffee house with Italian roast on my breast. End poem.
All right, all right. Beautiful. Way too early to be this late. How beautiful. I like that one. Thank you again, Trevor, for these two awesome poems that you've recited. It's been a long time, and I am so happy that you have come and gave me some energy tonight. You know what? Your energy has given me energy because I'm soft-spoken a lot like you are. But tonight, when
yeah.
I excite mine, I'm going to be loud just like you and energetic. So thank you so much for
well,
that.
Well, I'm going to be listening.
And also, before you do go, sir, please
yeah.
You tell us about the slam that you're in so people can for people in the Ohio area can check that out, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, Columbus, Ohio does something called ComFest, which is community festival. It's done down at Goodell Park, which is right outside of downtown in the Short North off of High Street. It's June 24th through the 26th. It's basically a giant street festival. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. It's something that I've done almost every year now for about the past 13 or 14 years. You know, I never really wanted to win. I just wanted to get up on stage and have people hear what I had to say. And, you know, last year I did it and I got a little bit farther, you know, to the final round. And I was just kind of not as prepared as I should have been because I wasn't really expecting to get that far. And this year I kind of just am going to go out there and give it my entire heart. It's on a Sunday, the 26th at 7:15 on the live art stage. And it's an amazing poet named Is Said that runs the slam. And he's been doing it ever since I've heard about it. So it's a really good time. ComFest is an amazing place. I mean, it's exactly what its name is, community festival. You know, everybody just gets out and gets together and has a good time. Lots of music, lots of fun, lots of creativity.
Okay, absolutely. And I am rooting for you. I will not be in the Ohio area at that time, but I'm rooting for you. I will be there in poetic spirit, rooting you on. And if you can get footage of that whole show, please do, because I would love to see you up there doing your thing. And once again, I do send you good luck in that contest, and I know you will do well. Okay.
Thank you so much, Cindy. I really appreciate
right.
you having me on
absolutely.
The show, and look forward to talking to you again next week. Say bye.
Oh,
Kasha.
Absolutely. All right. Kasha, see you later. Trevor, thank you so much. All right.
Thank you. Have a good
right.
night.
You too. All right. So Trevor Criswell, he recited two wonderful pieces. I love that, man. The first one, it's only business. And then the second one was called Way Too Early to Be This Late. So he started it off right with that burst of energy. And we're going to keep the energy going right now. We're going to go to the next caller, my good friend. She's also a supporter from the beginning of the show. And she was here last week. Okay. And her name is Kimber Love. We're going to bring Miss Kimber Love on right now. Okay. So, Kimber Love, hello. Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
I'm not
we
Kimber
don't have
Love.
Kimber. Okay. We have, okay, Kimber Love. Sir, we'll bring you back anyway and let you introduce yourself. Okay. Then we'll get to Kimber. Hi, sir.
How you doing?
How are you? Actually, I know who you are. You are my good friend, Yurima Karama. That's who you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Actually, you guys have the yeah. – actually, I'm sorry. I mixed you guys' numbers up. You guys have the same area code. So I thought that was Kimber because she's usually on nice and early. But I am so glad that it is you, sir. How are
yes,
you tonight?
Yes. I'm great. And, well – I'm in the, it's funny because I'm listening and I'm like, okay, I'm in the Columbus, Ohio area too. And so when the gentleman
okay.
was talking about ComFest, I was like, yes, you know, I went to ComFest last year as well. So that was wonderful. I'm glad he put that out there.
Okay, so do you think you'll be in the area at that time? Maybe you guys can meet up.
I'm going to be traveling. I'm hoping that I can make it sometime, but I'm not positive on that.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Okay. No problem. But either way, you guys should link up. That's what the show is about: linking up poets who are in the same area. You know, we want to link you guys up. So. Actually, later on, I'm going to put up some information in the group so these poets, you guys can connect. That's what it's all about, connecting and networking, sir. So that's what I'm going to do later. But right now, I want you to briefly introduce yourself. For those who did not catch you last week, tell us a little bit about who you are before you recite, sir.
Okay. Well, my name is Urima Karama. I'm a speaker, a motivational speaker. I'm a spoken word artist, hip-hop artist. I love the arts all the way around. I do some acting, and I'm also a community activist as well. I have a web page. You can go to my web page. That's my entertainment page. That's www.yurimakarama.com. You can also go. I do a lot of videos on YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel as well as I do videos on a gentleman by the name of Dr. Boyce Watkins. I do videos on his channel. It's all empowerment, upliftment, talking about just current events, issues, that sort of thing. I have two segments that I do. One is called Voices from Behind the Wall, giving a voice to those men and women who are locked up. And I have another segment that I do called Real Life, Real Talk, These Are the Days of Our Lives. So tap into that. I have music out. I have two albums out. I just finished my third album, which is going to be titled Up from the Tombs, Up from the Trenches, Out of the Tombs. And that is slated to be released in July. I have two albums prior. One is called My Testament Volume 1. That's my first one. And my second one is called I Am the One. You can find both of those on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Bandcamp, CD Baby. List goes on. Also, I just finished my first poetry album, and that is titled Contradictions and Love and Pain. So that is going to be done. Yeah, that's going to be available here within the next couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to Atlanta, and I feature down there for 2 days. It's called BPC, the Black Poetry Cafe. I'll be, it's from June 9th through June 12th. I'll be the feature on the 10th and the 11th down there. So it's going to be a great event. And I just love I love the poetry. I love the environment, the whole thing. So it's a little about
all
me.
Right. Okay. So, guys, make sure that you check out some of those beautiful links that Urima has provided. Okay? He's very talented. And we're about to get to hear some of his talent right now. He's going to recite for us. So what are you going to recite for us, Urima?
I got this piece called Addictions. I think you might like it.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to hear this one from Mr. Urima Karama. Here we go.
I'm the biggest dealer on the block. I mean, I've been the biggest, untouchable, money status unlimited. I mean, supply keeps me living lavish. I'm so big now that you no longer see my face. You only know my name. See, I built this enterprise, major monopoly, very few competitors. Yeah, there's price gouging and undercuts, but very few wars because, quite frankly, competition don't want it with me. A seasoned vet I am. I set the price, and whatever it is, the fiends, they gonna pay. Because not only am I the best game in town, in most cases, I'm the only game in town. I mean, yeah, the fiends, they slide off to the competition ever so often, say they can't stand the markup, but I never sweat it. Never have, never will, because I know that they'll be back. See, they always come back itching with that glassy-eyed look. They want that hit no matter the cost. They ready to pay. Got me laughing all the way to the bank. Got my family eating good at night, sleeping good at night. Because I got that pure, raw, uncut. I mean, crack cocaine and heroin, they ain't got nothing on me. Matter of fact, the suppliers of that stuff, They're my bitch. The dealers of that stuff, they're my bitch. They break down my door quicker than these fiends out here. They got to have it. They got to have it. So call me what you want. Why are you calling? Call me paid in full. See, I ain't been in no big drug wars over territory and all that. I put people in economic distress because I got a knack for getting that money. See, I've mastered the psychology behind making that money separate from your hand into my bank account, even when the drug I'm selling you ain't worth 85% of what you're paying for it. I said psychology. So in order to break you down, what I do is I follow your habits, collect numbers, statistics. That's the methodology. Put it all in a database. Then I feed your eyes. See, it's all in the eyes, because if I can feed your eyes, I can get into your mind. Don't even have to make you want it. Just make you believe you need it. I'll just put that right there. Now, the rest is up to you. So forget the CIA, Noriega, Oliver North, Nicky Barnes, Pablo Escobar, El Chapo. Come on. Let's have a moment of silence for their demise. Because you know me. I mean, all you fiends know who I am. Come on now. I'm Walmart. I'm Procter & Gamble. I'm Sears. I'm JCPenney's. I'm Saks Fifth. I'm Nike. I'm Reebok. I'm high end. I'm low end. I'm supply. I'm demand. I'm retail. I'm product. I'm what you can't live without. There's no doubt. Now be honest. Tell me you don't need me. In peace.
Wow. I just had to say wow. Because the thing is, first of all, that was beautiful. And it had a real message in there. And at the beginning, it had me thinking one thing. But when you got to towards the end, then I was like, okay, I see where you're going with that. I like that. That was really good. I hope everybody else caught the message in that one. Very dope. Addiction. I like that, Yuriba. Good job on that one.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Queen.
And we
much
are
love.
Addicted to things like that. So I felt kind of good. Listen, I'm like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, yeah. Walmart. Yeah, that's me. But thank you for the message. Right. Yo, that's a real that's a real message in that one. We need more poems like that, for real. So keep on writing poems like that. Keep on reciting stuff like that, because that's real stuff. If you do have another one, sir, I will bring you back on to your recite again.
Okay?
Because I did enjoy that one. That was really cool.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank
so
you,
thank
Queen.
You.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
I appreciate it. So, Yuriba Karama, I hope you caught the message in that. Recited a poem called Addictions, which a lot of us are guilty of that. But it was beautiful nonetheless. We are going to continue on with tonight's show. It's been great thus far. We already more than half an hour in, and we still have more callers up here. Thank you to everyone who's called in. And thank you also to everyone listening online. I do appreciate you guys. I'm going to give you the number once again for anyone else who wants to call in. The number to call in, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-787-8428. Call in live. We still have plenty of time in this open mic session, guys. We're going to keep it going, all right? Also, before we continue, the email address to send in your spoken word audio and your poems, but radioshow@gmail.com. So, guys, send in your poems. You got plenty of time. Send in your audios. We got plenty. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to another spoken word audio. Okay? We're going to go to audio, and then when we return, we'll have more live poetry. All right? So let's go to, we got so many. Once again, thanks to everyone who sent in all of these beautiful, beautiful pieces. We're going to go to a spoken word piece by Mr. Amen Sterling. Shout out to him. I actually met him at an open mic here in Brooklyn. He is awesome. I seen him do his thing live. Shout out to him for sending his audio, and he's also been reposting and sharing the links for the show. Love him. Thank you so much. I'm going to go to your audio, and then we're going to come back for more spoken word. Let's go to this audio piece called Satisfied by Amen Sterling, and we'll be right back on the Ink Spot Spoken Ink Open Mic Night with Indigo Soul, guys.
To keep you satisfied, my hands on you, my kisses on you, all of this work I must do to keep you satisfied. My hands must move like a sculptor, firmly holding and memorizing every part of you. My kisses must move like a priest, blessing every piece of the beauty that is you, to keep you satisfied. Let my blessings on your sculptor mold your desire and make you ask for more. Let us kiss, sculpt, and mold until we sleep, rest, and awake for more. All of this I will always do to keep you satisfied.
Nice and short and sweet and beautiful piece by Mr. Amen Sterling called Satisfied. I enjoyed that one. Shout out to him once again. He's an excellent poet. I saw him live. And he's expected, I think he'll be calling in. Hopefully he will. Okay, but right now we're going to get back into the open mic night live poetry, going on to the next recital. And this one is going to be great. I know it's going to be great because we have my good friend here and a great poet who hasn't been now. She couldn't call in last week. It was her birthday. I'm going to tell her happy birthday again. She was also featured in our spoken collection book, and she's been a supporter from the beginning of the show. And when she does her poetry, oh man, it's beautiful. She sings, her voice is awesome. And we're going to bring her on shortly. She's going to take some time to warm her voice up. Okay, so we're going to bring her on shortly. She wants to warm up a little bit before she comes on. So we'll give her some time and we'll move on to the next caller. Okay, so let's go to area code 914. Hello. Area code 914. Hello. Well, all right. Area code 914 must be on mute, and that's fine. Okay, so we got a couple of people a little shy, I guess. I don't know. But right now, 914, we'll get back to you soon. We're going to go to Rosalind. Okay, I'm sure she's ready to come on now and bless us with her beautiful voice. Rosalind, hello.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear. How are you, ma'am?
Okay, how are everybody? This is Rosalind Cherry, a.k.a. the Cherry Bomb. It's been a while, and I got your message. Been on Facebook, so this has been a moment since I've been on the air. And so thank you for the happy birthday shout-out last week. Unfortunately, I had some things that went on. So I'm here tonight, and so when you guys are ready, this is one of the pieces, and it's called To Myself. And you ready?
We are ready, Miss Rosalind.
Okay, and here we go. To myself, to myself, yes. To myself, yes. I like to go to the corner where no one can find me, and just maybe then I can shed my tears. Oh, no, 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 no. Just maybe alone. There's so many things that I have on my mind, on my mind. Most of the time I just have too much and need to just let it go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Things just start to unfold right before me. And it's strange that because I was looking for something, it seems to appear right before me. And most of the times I just try my best to keep it to myself. Oh, yeah, me as a human being, they just want to try to hurt me. Next to the person that keeps things locked up, too bad when they try to have the key to open it up, throw it away. Damn, another night that seems to be useless, and it was all in vain. Then I make another mistake, take on more than I can handle. Whoa, whoa, in a single day. I just want to scream, 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 scream. Will they even begin to hear me? Will they hear me? Will they hear me at all? Will they make any trouble? Even when it goes away, the world can be strange. You see, hard when you're alone, and struggles can be real. Still, I find myself right there. And darkness, darkness, will it go? Whoa, 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 whoa. Will darkness go away? He sees she's stuck because she's not trying to find a way out. So she reaches out. So she turns the corner. Then is right back, right there, the same pages of her life. Over and over, over and over, over and over again, over and over again. As if she ever got lost. But you see, she never tried to find her own way. Her soul, she just stopped believing in her own dreams. And people, when they say they don't give up, she stopped turning around the pages of her life. And she got sick, 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 sick. Instead, she wanted to cry. Crying, 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 crying. She cries all the time. You see, the world can be so cruel. Why? Does the world have to be cruel? And she says, why did she have to give up? Why? Did she have to give up? She gets out of the corner of the doctor. She steps. Step into the line. Before you step back, those tears are their own. You forget when you get lost, when you can't find yourself. What did you become? Sometimes you gotta get it right. So I gotta go back to say to myself, that's his dad. They gotta get it. Get it right before she gets lost. Gotta get it right in peace.
Yes. I was still caught up in it. I didn't even notice that it ended.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Rosalind.
New pieces, okay, and you're the first to hear it, and everybody on the line. And, you know, I wrote a lot of new pieces recently. Okay. And hopefully before this year is out, I would like to go ahead and finally get this album together, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to find somebody with the beats and just, you know, I'm like, hey, it's time to, you know, get this together and, you know what I'm saying, to do this because I like to do R&B along with jazz and I do poetry. Soon I'm going to be turning back, you know, with Black Rain to do talk shows with interviews for all, you know, other artists who are writing books, you know, and I still have my books out, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is that everybody has a passion. Always tell people, don't give up on your dreams. Don't get up writing your book, Seduction of the Mind. You know what I'm saying? And other books that I have, you know, roaming out here, you know, Loving Life Evermore, you know what I'm saying? And I still have other books that I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, your book, you know what I'm saying, with these beautiful, talented people. We have so much stuff in the industry that we are doing, you know what I'm saying? So you
absolutely
have to keep that, you know. And if you're ready for another poem, you know, later on, I'll still stay here on the line with you, you know, because, like I said, I got new pieces. And that's what we do as poets, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep it going. And that's basically, you know, Rosalind Cherry, a.k.a. Cherry Bomb.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You know I love your voice. So stick around, and I'll bring you back on for another poem. And
okay.
I need you to turn down your computer because we have the feedback. Okay, I'm getting feedback from your background. Okay? So
okay.
I'll bring you back on.
All right.
Sherry, such a beautiful voice she has. And she always comes through and she sings her poems. So beautiful. We have more open mic spoken live poetry right here. I'm going to go to the next caller, okay? So we're going to area code 347. Hello. 5, hello, 347. Okay, so 347, when you are ready, my friend, I will bring you back. We're going to go to the next caller. Area code 914. Hello.
Hello and good night.
Hello, how are you and who do we have here?
My first name is Almond and my last name is Sterling. How are you?
Okay, can you say, your background is a little loud. If you can get into a quieter area, because I'm having trouble hearing you.
My name is Almond Sterling. How are you, Miss Indigo Soul?
Oh, that's my guy. Hello, Amen. You know, I've been saying your name as Amen. I'm sorry. Like, hallelujah.
Right.
I've been saying. So it is Amen Sterling, ladies and gentlemen. We played one of his spoken word audio, Satisfied, a few minutes ago. I'm glad that I do have you on air so you can tell us a little bit about yourself and what you got going on, because you do have a lot going on. So, sir, introduce yourself and tell everybody about who you are.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, my name is Amon Sterling. I am a poet. I started doing spoken word recently, starting just putting things to word. I don't consider myself really good at it, but I've been writing poetry since I was about 15 years old. About 2009, a friend of mine were sitting together, and we were talking about like putting a poetry group on Facebook, and that's how my group Writer's Block started. It's also called Writer's Block NYC if you look it up on Facebook. It's about a group of people that got together just sharing poetry and writing and different things that we can do certain things together. Some do graphic arts. Some have written books. My group, Writer's Block, as a group piece, we have a book also self-titled by the same name, Writer's Block, in which about 14 of the poets came together and contributed their poetry to one volume. So we've done a lot of different stuff. Currently, last year I did some spoken word for a rap crew out of Brooklyn called Ninja Nation. I'm featured on their mixtape. I'm also managing their R&B artist this summer. So my R&B artist, Jox, has a R&B album coming called Heartbreaks of Hennessy this summer 16. So look out for that. When the moment I get all that stuff to the side, I will also be coming out with something, maybe a book and maybe a little spoken word album. Just traditional spoken word and poetry, nothing new age, nothing crazy. But yeah, so it's busy, axe to the grind, working. You know how that thing goes.
Absolutely. Okay, so you got a lot going on. If you can, share with us your links so people can go and check out your work on social media.
Oh, definitely. My name, first name, Amin, A-M-E-N, last name, Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G on Facebook. You can look me up there. Also, if you go to Twitter, I go by the name Intellect Metaphor. So it's I-N-T-E-L-L-E-C-T-M-E-T-A, which is abbreviated Intellect Meta. So, and on Instagram, it's the same, Writer's Block NYC.
So, guys, make sure you check out the links that Mr. Amen Sterling has provided. He's a very talented artist. Like I said, I saw him live in Brooklyn a few months back, and he was very, very good. Would you like to actually perform something today, or are you just calling in to support?
I called in a support. If there's time, I would like to give you something. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, if you're ready now, you can. If not, I'll bring you back shortly. Okay.
I'm actually ready right now.
All right. So we're ready right now. So let us know what you're going to be reciting for us. Amen.
Okay. The piece is called You Keep Me, and I'll explain it when it's over.
All right. Here we go.
Although you are not a soulmate, your existence is everything. I look over you from your birth to my dying day. This protection in early morn or late evening day, I will give in exchange for your life. I wish to watch your morning life, and I will go before you to your ending night. I will see your education in pain, your family in fame, and through you I will keep hope, faith, and love of my children, whether here on earth or up above. Dedicated to my daughter, Alexa. Thank you.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. I love that. I love poems dedicated to people who we love in our lives. So that was great. Thank you for sharing that one.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay, you are welcome. And, you know, anytime you can come by and recite, you are welcome here. I have one more piece from you that I'm going to be playing in the show before we end it. Okay, so thank you so much, Amen.
Thank you for having me.
The show
was fantastic.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care. All right. Amen Sterling. Beautiful, beautiful piece. He dedicated for his daughter. I like that. I like things like that. That's sweet.
We have more spoken word live poetry here, open mic night, the Ink Spot with Indigo. So we're about 40 minutes remaining in the show. Before we continue, I want to say thank you to everyone who has called in thus far and recited, everyone listening online, everyone who supports the show in general. I do appreciate you guys. We have plenty of time remaining for anyone who wants to call in and recite. It's open mic night, y'all. The number to call in is 646-787 and recite some of your poetry. We want to hear. You want to give a shout out. You want to promote your work. You want to say hello, whatever you want to do, you guys can do that. Call out. We got plenty of time. Also, spoken word audios and poems that you want to send in to be recited and played here, you can do that easily. Email me at theinkspotradioshow@gmail.com. Send in your work, and we got you. Okay? We're going to go to another spoken word audio. Like I said, we have so many. By a very talented young lady. She actually is a poet. She is also a rap artist. She does a lot. She sent this in last week. We didn't have time to play her, so we're going to go ahead and play her now. Her name is Sugar B, and her piece is entitled Mortals. So we're going to listen to Immortals by Sugar B, and we'll be right back on the Ink Spot with Indigo Soul open mic night. This is Immortals by Sugar B.
Crooked government, dirty politicians. It's a trip, but that's the world in which we live in. No intermissions to the poverty-stricken conditions that the good people is malnutritioned to death and repositioned in the rebirth of the Inquisition. Y'all better listen, because I'm just trying to say, I done noticed the way it goes down in the USA. So first, let me break it down from birth. You were born into a family that was never really a family. Hold up and understand me. I'm going to bring you to understanding. How many times were you injected with their poisons before your first year? The government calls it vaccinations, but we know that subliminal produces shock fear. No shock here. So you'll either grow into a Joe with victim on your forehead or into the dude who chose to sport the bulletproof on his chest yet and still either way, you're just a pawn in the game of chess. See, the government set it up. It's like a game of Monopoly. And since prosperity's quite promising, they drain societies like Solomon and feed the people false knowledge and throw it in our face. Quite honestly, I'm sick and tired of what the government calls democracy. It's mainly just a mockery, an insult to our neurology, and politicians be lying pathologically and probably most possibly because we let it happen. They ain't creeping at night while we was napping. Nah, the government's guns got the yapping. The masses jumped on the bandwagon. 136 years later, you can't get a minimum wage job unless you speak some form of Latin. Y'all don't want me to talk, because I'm going to say it all. Like the government even named your hood and set your hood's boundaries. These gangsters ain't noticed they turf was arranged with their enemies and their surroundings. Come on, my nigga. You know felons can't vote, but every little thing is a felony. So the government cooked up the deadliest recipe specialty. Jealousy. Yeah, that green-eyed monster with a colossal hunger crammed with the corruption that they conjured. In politics, there is no honor. But try and tell that to your honor. That judge won't budge on your sentence. Our youth deficit is affected when they don't know selling food stamps is federal embezzlement. We screwed, ain't we? I'm just scribbling doodles about that Yankee who came in and set these laws that got me angry. But our focus is pointed in the wrong direction. They don't know political truth, but know about Anthony Weiner's erection. Time.
Wow. Such energy, such energy. Immortals was the name of that piece by Sugar B. She is live. I actually used to do a show with her. Shout out to Sugar B. We used to do radio show back in the day for female artists back over there on TWZ Radio. So shout out to her. She is very talented. Shout out to also to M.O., the founder and creator of TWZ Radio. Got me reminiscing back when we used to be over there. Shout out to them. They are very talented, supportive people. And always enjoy when they come by and share their work and bring in their stuff. So thank you guys. Immortals by Sugar B is what that was called. Right now, we're going to get back into the live open mic recitals. We have a very talented gentleman here with us. I've been watching his work on Facebook. He posts some of his work on in the groups and on different pages. And his name is Prince McNally. Okay, we're going to bring him on right now. He's going to recite for us. Prince, hello, sir.
Greetings. How are you, sis?
I am well. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, sister. I'm great.
All right.
Privileged to be on the show, first time.
Yes, absolutely, and welcome to you, sir. Thank you for calling in. And before you do continue on and recite for us, I want you to introduce yourself and let everybody know a little bit about you and your work.
Okay, my name is, go by the name of Prince A. McNally. That's my actual name. Some people predate that with the artist currently known as Prince A. McNally. You can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on Twitter, at Prince A. McNally. Pretty simple. Right now, I haven't been doing many live events. I've been doing a lot of radio of late, but I've been working on a book, you know, I'm preparing to release hopefully this July. It's called Serenity Song. It's been a long ways in coming, so I'm really excited about that. And I have, you know, some other things, you know, planned after the book drops, but I wouldn't want to, you know, speak on that right now. But I'm just excited, you know, to be here tonight, because I mean, this is a show that's, you know, happening in my hometown, and I haven't been here, so I'm like, hey, I gotta represent, you know. So
Brooklyn in the building. I have to say Brooklyn in the building. I get excited when we have Brooklynites in the building. All right, so continue, sir.
So, you know, that's it. I'm just, you know, here to rep, look a little bit, you know.
All right. All right, Brooklyn is in the building. I'm excited about that. Sir, please let us know the name of the poem you're going to recite.
Tough one. Okay, this one's called Breath.
Okay, so here
and
we go.
I have another one, but I haven't decided.
Okay, so we're going to do Blessed. Okay, so Prince McNally doing Blessed, guys. Here we go.
Breath. I am breath, breathing life into stones covered in soft undertones of purple linguistic eclectic soul. I am Jimi Hendrix, paying homage to the cosmos with funky guitar riffs, smoking purple haze while redefining the matrix of rock music. I am Superman, supernova, superfly, soaring through the sky, high on electric blue vibes. I am love song sublime, serendipitously sung by Solomon. I am an urgent gust of wind, massaging your earlobes with deep intention. So listen to the soft, gentle breeze of your intuition, singing soulfully to the shadowed silhouettes, dancing gaily to the vibration of a distant drummer. I am the second coming, the second wind of your last breath, waiting on the edge of tomorrow. I am Picasso, splattering the canvas of the future with the brushstrokes of inspiration. So don't be afraid of dying. It's just an illusion, an impossibility. You are infinity. Just simply close your eyes and dive into the waiting arms of your divine future. As if it were water, just swim that great blue ocean of you, waiting to begin anew this most splendid journey of self-discovery and self expression that all yours to proclaim. A new day of life, a new day of living, a new day of beginnings, a new day to finish what you have started.
Yes, yes. I love your voice. Your voice is perfectly patterned for spoken word. I just wanted to say that because it was beautiful. I enjoyed that. Thank you for sharing that. That was awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. Blessed. You are definitely blessed. If you are ready to share your second poem, you can go ahead and go into that. If not, we'll get back to you shortly. Okay. So.
Okay. I have it ready.
Okay. So let us know what this one is called.
The second piece is called I Can't.
Okay. So I Can't, guys, by Prince McNally. Here we go.
It was a typically hot summer afternoon in Staten Island, New York. He was just standing in the front door as yet alleged he was selling loose cigarettes. It's not as if he was a drug dealer, a bank robber, or a major felon, so why did they have to kill him? Why did they send what appeared to be an entire task force to apprehend him? He just wanted to be left alone. But they descended upon him like a pride of hungry lions taking down a wildebeest. But instead of a lethal bite on the throat, the fatal blow would be an illegal chokehold. Now, mind you, his only weapon was his quite formidable size of 300 pounds plus of flesh. And his only crime was allegedly selling loose cigarettes while being black. Oh, and I almost forgot. He resisted arrest. It was such a sad thing to watch as his neighbors stood silently in shock and disbelief as this huge man's body lay motionless, sprawled on the right side on the sun-scorched pavement in the heat of July, his hands still firmly cuffed behind his back. As the cops paced nervously, waiting for the paramedics to arrive, some cops stood around him, almost posing as if he were some large prize fish on their hooks, while another spoke to him in a compassionate manner as if he were still alive. I remember he said something like, "Hang in there, guy. The paramedics are on their way." But it was obvious from their body language that he was no longer with us. When the paramedics arrived on the scene, she briefly conferred with some of the officers before she nonchalantly checked his pulse. But you could see she was clearly just going through the motions. Though oddly enough, she spoke to him in a most patronizing manner. "Please, sir, try to cooperate. We're only trying to help you." And yet, on the slight chance he was actually still alive, one tried to comfort him or offer him any water, nor did anyone attempt to administer CPR. He begged them over and over again, "Please, just leave me alone." But sadly, they left him lifeless. Kind of makes you wonder, how many lawyers does it take to unscrew a light bulb? I'm sorry, I digress. I've got a better question for you. How many times does an African-American male have to cry out, "I can't breathe," before anyone hears him, before anyone sees him, before anyone listens, before anyone cares? I wonder if he knew those words, "I can't breathe," would rob him of his last breath. I wonder if he knew just how much his last life was worth, just how much black lives didn't actually matter in this country or perhaps the world over. I wonder if he knew those now infamous words, "I can't breathe," would be the last words he'd ever speak with the last breath he'd ever taken. I wonder if he knew. I wonder if he knew the irony of those last three words he would ever speak would serve as a lightning rod for a movement. For when his life was recklessly taken away from him, his last breath would ironically give birth to a revolution demanding a cry for justice all across the globe, ever immortalizing these now infamous last three words: "I can't breathe." In peace.
Wow. First of all, I just want to say rest in peace again to Eric Garner. That was a tragic, tragic situation. And poems like that need to be written and recited to enlighten people on the ways of the world and the things that goes on in life and the things that we go through like that. And it's such a sad situation. No justice for that one. And thank you, sir, for sharing that. We need pieces like that.
It was a piece that that I was compelled to write. You know, I was reluctant to write, but compelled to write it because I don't like jumping on that bandwagon of waving someone's name, which is why I deliberately did not say his name, you know, because it was more than about Eric Garner. You know, it represents so much more. It represents the black diaspora around the world, you know, but he was a token of that, a symbol of that, if you will. So I was really compelled to write that piece, but I generally try to not get caught up in it simply because I think some artists just use it for points. You understand what
and
I'm saying?
Recognition, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so I didn't want to fall into that, to that line. No disrespect to anyone, but that's just my position on it.
Okay. Yeah. And you did it well. Your voice, your emotion actually was what really brought that piece out. You had the right emotion for that piece, so it was heartfelt. And I was glad that you shared that, because we do need poems like that. So thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you. All right,
and anytime, you are welcome anytime to come back and share with us your poems. Okay.
But I'll be back next week. I'll be back next week, and I'll be telling people to come through, you know, because now that I know that you're here, you know?
Absolutely. So thank you, Prince, and I'm looking forward to hearing you again.
Appreciate it, sister. One love.
All right. You too, brother. All right. So that was two beautiful pieces, deep pieces by Mr. Hurd. Wonderful job, and great job to everyone who's recited tonight thus far. I appreciate you guys. We have about 24 minutes remaining in the show. I want to say thank you to everyone who has called in and recited thus far tonight. We had some beautiful, beautiful words that were heard. Also, thank you to everyone listening online and everyone who supports the show in general, sharing the links. Thank you to everyone who has sent in their spoken word audios and also your written pieces, which we're going to get to. Okay, we're going to get to the written pieces. We also have a couple of other poems that I want to recite myself. I'm going to recite about two or three pieces myself. Haven't forgotten about the little tribute. It's actually an option if you guys want to tribute something to Maya Angelou, the late great. Today is the second year of anniversary of her death. So I have provided the option for anyone who wants to actually call in or send in a poem to dedicate to her. You may do that. It doesn't have to be your poem. You can share one of her poems or special moment or anything you want to say, a thought, anything, a prayer. You can do that, okay? For Dr. Maya Angelou, I'm going to share some before the show closes out. What we're going to do right now is go to another spoken word audio. When we come back, we're going to go to my inbox. I got a couple of written poems that were sent in to be recited upon request. And then I will recite some. We'll get back to the lines as well. We have a couple more people who want to come back on and recite, and then we're going to close out, okay? So let's go audios. We're going to go to the spoken word audio piece sent in to us from Mr. Lux Crum. He's representing Harlem, New York, and this piece is entitled Project USA. So let's get into that one, and we'll be right back on the Ink Spotter Radio Show Open Mic Night with yours truly, Indigo Soul. This is called Project USA by Lux Crum. We'll be back.
Project USA. It's all about you, sir. There's no I in USA. Bloods, white walls, and blue, sir. There's no me in USA. There's no we in USA. It's just you, sir. Body resemblance of George Zimmerman with the head of Medusa. Mutated and alienated on behalf of the Rhythm Nation. What do you expect us to do, sir? It's a mighty fine afternoon, sir. 5 minutes to one, two hands up, screaming, don't shoot, sir. At the mere thought of injustice, we will loot, sir. Because it seems like the black dollar matters more than black lives to you, sir. But anyway, what you got for sale last new, sir? I need them 11s, the patent leathers, yeah, with the baby blue, sir. I'm going to need those Japanese denims, too, sir. Yeah, I'm going to kill them tonight, all thanks to you, sir. The bitch is going to be on me, the haters going to catch the flu, sir. Lord knows I love the haters the same way that I love you, sir. You see, I receive the ether and use it to generate fuel, sir. I possess higher levels of intelligence by the spool, sir. And I've never graduated from your school, sir. So no thanks to you, sir. I'm an articulate, ubiquitous, cerebral lyricist. Mentally militant, ambitious, and ambivalent. But the music and the money comes through you, sir. So for you, sir, I call my brothers and sisters niggas and bitches. I make them feel inferior with my materialism. For you, sir, I put my head down and keep quiet about the truth. I keep buying more things and lying to the youth. For you, sir, I'll watch a light-skinned dude be the dark-skinned dude, black and blue. And with a sense of pride, comment hashtag Team Lightskin. I'm fighting my own ignorance as I write this. For you, sir, I write this for truth, sir. For proof that we are couth. For confirmation that our colloquial nature has been abused. So from now on, I refuse to call you, sir. I declare you America Incorporated. Where in a few short months, another beneficiary of white privilege is going to be inaugurated. And another racist cop will be exonerated. And CNN is going to televise the great racial debate with none other than Don Lemon moderating it. But I don't have cable, so I don't have to tolerate the shit. But my Facebook's timelines, hotlines, going to bling with ignorance and intolerance. You'll distract us for 72 hours while you bomb some foreign territory and then shower them with flowers. Hashtag pray for your country here. But who's going to pray for ours? Project USA. It's all about you, sir.
This poem, Soul Music. Stanzas written for Motown. See this poem? It's a protest poem. A love poem that never makes love. My stanzas, they're virgins. Don't fuck with this flow. Unmolested metaphors. I want to speak from a place where love is high. See this poem? It will reveal the true me. I'm keeping this poem real. Your secrets, like the parts of my family, I don't want you to see. Like the parts of my body, I don't want you to see. Like the parts of my life, I want you to see. See, maybe this poem will be radical enough to tell the truth about something. About something worth living for. Like a friend. Like a lover with good love. This poem will keep me company tonight. Long after he leaves, even if he never shows up. See, I'ma cuddle with this poem. I'ma cry silently within the margin. I'll analyze my life with this poem. Even if he kills me softly, I'll share this story with you about how I put it on paper. This poem has become a part of my soul.
Honey Dripper, the one who oozes the sweetest nectar, thick with measure, rich with divine splendor. Hey you, Honey Dripper, did you know your very definition tantalizes the heartbeat of imagination? Your golden liquid intoxicates upon tongues of craving souls. Your silky smooth texture ignites tender lickings of pleasure. Honey Dripper, you stir the honey pot with seamless twirls and swirls. You saturate hunger as you slip slide into the depths of yearning, as you coat vessels and tunnels of desire with your sensuous elixir, with your drippings of love. Sweetest honey dripper, like silky balm upon the flesh of longing, forever feed the colonies and legions of lovers with your lush, lavish delicacies. For the soul of the world is ravenous to taste your flavors of ecstasy until the melting of time.
Daybreak, an amazing night. I'm drenched in sunlight, arms clenched pillows, and satin covers, nostrils open, enjoying the scent left by my lover. I reminisce about each kiss, each touch, his long, deep tongue all over my body. So vivid, his scent tingles through me. Images etched in my mind of you. Perfectly complexed, earth brown skin, his body Adonis sculpted, lips succulent, mouth watering, my eyes fixated, bath towel barely contains his manhood. I trace the outline of his sofa. He looks so damn good. Beads of water cling to his massive. I seem to touch, run my fingers through his dreadlock mane. He goes so fine. His tongue glides across my lips, touch, saturates the epicenter between my hips. I crave him deep, deep inside me. Orgasms exploding in my mind. His monument of praise stands tall. My oral fixation takes charge. I'm gonna swallow the ball. The one-eyed bandit conversing with my throat. I'm fluid in sucker cockanese. As saliva drips from my lips, giving him a shiny new coat. He grips my head firmly in hand. Grips muscular ass, pulling him deeper, 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 taking as much as I humanly can. He expands, throbbing again and again. Saliva artistically paints shaft and head. I release, straddles his thigh. He slides into my fertile flower bed. Stretching my womanhood to its diving deeper and deeper, he seems to have mastered my body. Sheep, soap, little man tossed from the boat. As he cups my hands above my head, pounded through swollen lips, beautiful warm, tightened, milky, squeezed, pulsating lips, hips. Gyrating hot pussy, hard dick, pleasing, panting, ranting, clawing, screaming, fuck me, harder, feel me, screaming, legs spread eagle. Come for me, come with me, come on me, I'm coming, the conclusion, our bodies are one, melting into a sexual fusion.
understand that we're talking about our survival and nothing else? Whether or not this beautiful race of people is going to survive on the earth. That's what we're talking about. Nothing else.
Shots buzzing, cops rushing, no niggas hustling. You know the science, the money, and substance, the evils. My peoples live illegal, stack dough that equals to large amounts. That's hard to count. I blow an ounce and watch the plot thicken. We on the block pitching. Why the cops watch with optic vision? Listen, my hood is chaos, it never sleeps. Crime's got us knee deep in the streets, between the sheets. I write verses while the devil curses. Watching young kingpins get put in hearses. The fiends lurking for the dream merchant. Their last days seem certain. He overdosed before they close the curtain.
Trying to tackle the grind. Stress haunting my soul and shackle my mind. Making my heart cold and my head hot. The bread's not coming in and I'm losing my cool like the summer wind strolling through. My goal is to sit on the bottom of my feet again. Even if it means robbing, then I got them in the street in broad day. And know this ain't of God's way, so I'm hoping opportunity knocked them out, locked doors open. I'm living fast, but cash is moving slow in motion. I'm going through ups and downs like I'm roller coasting. Riding, hiding feelings behind a wide grin. I almost died inside when I couldn't provide ends. Me, wish I could say life's been sweet. It's street drama, the thermometer blends heat, heat. I'm trying to find away, depression is through high. I search for a blue sky, but I'm seeing signs of gray. I got a line to say, if I come with two and combine a trait, add a fourth, I watch how these words on the pattern morph into a rhyme. This might get me out the sewer grime. Many get stuck, fewer climb, they pursue a crime. Because my city's so poor, my nigga Jay got killed robbing his video store, trying to provide for a seed. He felt this world caving in before the day that he'd bleed. And indeed, greed. So fuck your mind if you give it brain or give it head. That's one the same. As long as blood's running through my hundred veins, it'll come together whether the weather is sun or rain. Trying to tackle the grind. Stress haunting my soul and shackle my mind. Making my heart cold and my head hot. The bread's not coming in and I'm losing my cool like the summer wind strolling through. My goal is to stand on the bottom of my feet again. Even if it means robbing, then I got him in the street in broad day. And know this ain't of God's way, so I'm hoping opportunity knocked him out, locked doors. It's been another murder where he never shines. Shine, hustles off in these streets, aging like fine wine. Even the lost souls at the age of nine grind. Grew eyes in the back of my head for who behind. Mind that backstab, smack dab in your stack abs till it black scab. Feel the pressure like crack crab. They say the street is watching, but clicks meet, they leave you 6 feet in boxing. The block's been good to the hood, got hella bad. Some young fella's dad caught slipping, can tell he's sad. Fuck it, this high go, you just gotta keep your eyes peeled. Heard about some guys killed inside of my old junior high field. They said a crackhead did it for white powder. He fiending, and so he left him leaning. I seen them two just a day ago. That's the way it go, where they ain't paying dough to get the laying low. Man, make you wanna do something crazy, man.
And we are back. The Ink Spot. Open mic night with yours truly, Indigo. So we had a few minutes of music and spoken word audios. We're back on. I want to say thank you to everyone who sent in their spoken word audio pieces, their written pieces. We actually are winding down. The show was so good. The time just goes by. But guess what, guys? The show is actually not over because directly after this show ends, please stay tuned to the Indigo Soul Ink Spot page. I'm going to actually be going live to actually continue the show for all of the poems that I did not get a chance to get to. Okay, so I'm going to go live. Live on Facebook after the show, directly after the show. Please stay tuned. All you guys got to do is go to the Ink Spot Indigo Soul page. And you will see a feature. It will tell you that I am live. Please tune in, subscribe, okay? We will continue the show from there. I will give feedback on tonight's show. I will read some live poems and shout outs. I'm going to do a whole bunch of stuff, guys. So stay tuned to that. We are down to about 5 minutes remaining in the show. Once again, thank you to everyone who called in. We had a wonderful show. The show time always goes by so quickly when we have such beautiful recitals like the ones we had tonight. So thank you to everyone. Trevor Criswell, wonderful job. I want to say thank you to Rosalind Cherry. Thank you to Yurima Karama, Prince Denali. Thank you to all you guys who called in and recited. You were awesome. Okay, and I'm looking forward
to you guys continuing to call in and recite and support the show, okay? So you guys do a great job. This is what keeps the show alive and keeps me to supporting you guys as long as you continue to support me. That's how it works here, okay? So continue to tune in, to call in, okay? Share the links. All right, we are on every Saturday, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are on from 10 p.m. to 11:30. So you guys continue to stay tuned to the pages, and I'll give you all the information on the shows. We're back, man. I'm so excited for that. I'm glad that everyone is continuing to call in and support. It's a beautiful thing. Also, guys, I want you to stay tuned to Word of Mouth Radio on Friday nights. We actually have a show, which is an educational show, and it is called The Naked Truth, where we speak about real-life issues. And it is hosted by a gentleman by the name of Conscious Thoughts. Shout out to him. He was on earlier. I believe he is still listening. Shout out to Conscious Thoughts. He is my sometimes co-worker, co-host. He sometimes co-hosts with me. Sometimes I co-host with him. Okay, he's my partner. Shout out to him. Check his show out, guys. It's real, real good show. Friday nights, 8 p.m., okay, on Word of Mouth Radio, okay? Also, stay tuned on Facebook to the pages that we have. We have the Spoken Ink Spot page, in which this show is based on, where I share all the information about this show. Okay, stay tuned to that. If you haven't already, like the page, okay? Share some of your words, okay? Share the page with other people, okay? The Ink Spot Poetry Group, check that out, okay? Where you can come in and share your work on the page 24/7. We have live people every morning, every day, every night sharing their pieces in there. So make sure you guys check that out. Just go to Facebook and type in The Ink Spot. And also type in The Ink Spot Spoken Ink with Indigo Soul. Those pages will come up. Also, type Indigo Soul. That is another page that I have. We have plenty of pages. Type in that, and that will come up. That will come up. Like the pages, okay? Support the pages. If you guys want me to support your pages, you know I will. Just share the link on my in the groups. I will give feedback. You know I will do that because I got y'all. You know I love to support you guys. You're awesome. Okay, so we're winding down to about 90 seconds left in the show. Once again, thank you to everyone who's called in. And remember, guys, the show is not over. I will be live directly after this show, Facebook Live. I'm going live, and we're going to continue the show. I want feedback. When you see me go live, when it says S.Hope is live, subscribe, type in some feedback. You know, I want y'all to talk. I want y'all to communicate. We're going to continue the show from there. Okay, guys? So make sure you guys check us out next week. We're on live again next Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, Open Mic Night, The Ink Spot Indigo Soul. I'm looking forward to everyone coming in and calling in and sharing with us their beautiful poetry. Okay, guys? I want to give some shout-outs before I do end the show. Shout-out to everyone who's called in and sharing. Shout-out to Angel Ray. Shout-out to BGB. Shout-out to M.O. Shout-out to Tammy and Tasha. Shout-out to all the poetry groups online. Love everybody that does poetry, and shout-out to poetry. We are winding it down. I want to say happy Memorial Day holiday weekend to everybody. Hope you guys enjoy yourselves. Be safe out there. If you're having barbecues, going to the beach, whatever you guys are doing, be safe, okay? And make sure you tune in next week to The Ink Spot. Indigo Soul saying goodnight. Be safe. And check me out. We're going live shortly after this show. Everyone, have a good night. We're going to close it out with Dear Streets by the poet Essence. Good night, everyone.
Spoken words of the poet Essence. Dear Streets, I realize now you never did anything for me. As I prayed for family, you preyed on my innocence and corrupted my sleep. I confused the adrenaline felt in my heartbeat for companionship. I misconstrue the unity for those racing trips to escape from my poverty-stricken genes, but guess what? You achieve misleading me. But I don't thank you, streets. Say, I can only sit in the seat reminiscing on the history. I can only breathe in short intervals and adjust to knowing brothers before me never got the chance to have this window view that I'm forced to see. The streaks pump blood as if blood was a common scenery like 666 before the purple and blue rain. The streets got hotels with souls and memorials like trains. And they say, to whom do I leave his remains? To whom do I leave his remains? We have more crackheads in our family than graduates. The average teen attended more funerals than graduations. And to think you'll just keep sipping your red tea being silent. You street, you's a coward. You open doors on corner stoops, knowing only the affluent get by. You smash dreams at young boys with dads of teardrops and honors of shell casings. You promote territorial paper chasing rather than to create something your entire community can benefit from. You replace mothers as prostitutes and parade aunties and uncles as tricks. You call them thots and thugs and expect them to develop self-esteem. What bullshit street? I call it quits. This poem is about you. I hope to start an epidemic where everyone is rebuking you. You embrace the cage bird slave freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent. You embrace the cage bird slave freedom stint by committing heinous acts on the innocent. And then scream how the system made you a statistic. You faded them into believing opening schools and fixing up classrooms is a wasted investment. Because we don't help parents in need. We close our eyes. We close our eyes. We close our eyes and only see what happens after death touches our skin. When those teardrops become more powerful as the casket goes by, goes in, we cry. We cry with our hands to the sky. You are a hypocrite, street. I'd rather rent storage boxes and pass them out rather than to sing, this one's for my homie. You say I cannot become a man, sipping in dark clouds without useful legs to break dance, dab, and smile. I say my daughter won't learn to read if her father can't teach her how. So I drop my flag on these beats. And I clean the very sidewalk that led me to believe I needed strong legs and feet to conquer this universe. Now I wonder if you will see my eyes of pain before you catch me rolling again. Street, you're dead. You're nobody's friend. Spoken words of the poet essence. Get him, fucker. That's putting it.